Before we get to tonight's Big Brother recap with Brendan and Rachel here, want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this podcast. Those are our friends over at True Car. Because if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with a term like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what does it actually mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, and dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something. That's why there's True Price from True Car. Now you can know exactly what you'll pay for the car that you want, including the fees and the accessories, before you even get to the dealership. And a True Car dealer will show you the true price on a car like the one that you want, all from the comfort of home. And how do you know if your true price is a great price? Because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car that you want, and your certified dealer knows this. So they set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy that new or used car, check out True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who does not watch the same movies as Sam. I am Rob Sestrino. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our live show here on August 12th, 2018. And we got a great show for you guys here tonight, because look who is with us here in the studio. It's our great friends of the podcast. Brendan and Rachel are here.
Hi. Can I borrow that real quick?
Oh, no
bell.
Nope.
No bell. Sorry about that. Yes.
Throwback to before we had a baby.
Yes. From way back when.
Yeah, way back when.
Yes. And Brendan, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to be here. Yeah. Obviously a big fan of the podcast.
Dr. Brendan.
Dr. Brendan, and congratulations on your recent win on the reality TV Fear Factor edition.
Celebrity Battle Fear of the Factor. Seasons.
And I was so happy when Brendan and Rachel won Fear Factor, because finally we could say that Brendan is a reality TV show winner. Yes. Finally.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it only took me 10 tries like Boston Rob. Okay. So, but finally, you know, you're on enough time. Statistically speaking, you will win.
Yes. And then, of course, here with us tonight to talk about everything from tonight's episode and the live feeds, our great friend Brent. Welcome on, Brent. How are you?
Woo! Hey, what's going on, Rob? You know, I am the Rob is a Podcast number one Brendan and Rachel fan, especially Queen.
We're your number one fan.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
No, actually, we do listen to everything you say, because you make the most sense on all the stuff that goes
on. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Rachel. Yes.
Way more than Torrance.
Torrance.
Close. Yeah. You're close.
Right. That was my sick burn for the night.
Sick burn. Okay. All right. So we've got a lot to get to. We're going to take your questions, hashtag RHAP. So go ahead and get those in. We'll take those on later on in the show. Of course, tomorrow morning, I'll be talking with Eric Stein, Summer Stein. I know Brendan and Rachel are big fans of the Summer of Stein.
It's amazing.
This will be week 6 coming up?
I think this is week 7 now.
Week 7.
The 7th episode. Wow. Eric Stein hasn't quit. We can't believe it.
When is he going on Big Brother again?
It was soon, I think.
Hopefully.
He's still on Twitter. He's still on the podcast.
We're waiting.
We're waiting. He's doing so well. And of course, we're very excited, because this is a very special, such a fun night here, because I invited Brendan and Rachel here, and downstairs there is a big party going on. Where a massive playdate is happening, where Adora and Dominic and Anthony and Nicole are all hanging out and partying it up.
Yes.
And Dominic and Adora are cuddling on the couch.
Yes.
It is right. Cute.
Maybe one day we'll marry our houses and have a huge reality TV dynasty.
That would be great. I like that.
The Father's Day for the wedding? Was that how it worked? I can't remember.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see if we can get a network to air it.
Perfect.
WeTV. What is it, Oxygen?
WeTV. Yeah. We did ours on WeTV.
Okay.
Probably
all right.
Change name a couple more times. Still then.
Maybe. All right. Let's talk about what went on CBS tonight, where we got to see Haley become the HOH and put up her nominations. We had the hacker comp, where KC became the new hacker this week, and so we'll talk about all of that here tonight. But first, you know, we haven't spoken with you guys here in Big Brother 20. Are you guys enjoying Big Brother 20 as much as we are?
Oh my god, yeah. It's amazing. It's actually, it is the reason that we watch Big Brother for shows and seasons like this, because it's really fun. It's like there's a divided house. There's characters that we love, characters we love to hate. There's premonitions. And like, I'm having one right now, Rob.
Oh, wait, hold on. Rachel.
I'm having a premonition.
Rachel's getting a hit, everybody.
I'm getting a hit. Dare I say, this might be one of the best seasons that we've had on Big Brother.
Okay.
Life.
Wow.
That was impressive.
That's a good hit, right?
Great hit. It was such a great hit.
Thank you.
Okay.
We didn't rehearse that beforehand.
I like that you guys come in with material.
Yeah.
That's good. So do you have any standout favorites?
I really did love Caitlin because she's so fun. She's so like, you know, everything you want from a Big Brother like fan to watch. It's great TV. I like Angela now. You know, she's stepping up. She's super cold and like evil and kind of like it. We love to hate her. And
but
Haley.
She's gone back to being boring again.
Yeah, I don't like boring.
It comes and goes.
Angela, that's right. And I like Haley. I love Haley. This is fun this week.
Brent, I saw on the update the other day, you said that Casey and Angela, they're both the furniture. You said that Casey is the couch and Angela is the lampshade. I thought that Angela was the couch.
Well, no, I mean, I was calling her the couch for a while, except my friend Steven Nitz on Twitter calls her the lampshade. So I took to calling her the lampshade. I do. I think it's more fun that way. And honestly, Rob, she was just dreadful tonight. I'm talking about Angela. She was like, she's been bad before and she's been boring. But tonight it was just so terrible where she was like, you know, we win this hacker competition. We have all of a chance of keeping level 6 safe. It's terrible. Oh my God.
So true. But then like last week, she was so epic and evil.
We want crazy Angela.
Yeah.
Crazy
Angela. You need to point her in that direction more.
Have Sam, Angela hang out for a couple weeks, become best friends, and both become crazy.
They got to get her worked up. When it was Angela going after Rachel, for some reason, this Rachel from Vegas, that she got a good hate into her.
A lot of hate, not Rachel from Vegas. This Rachel from Vegas is...
Yeah, got some fair amount of hate for season 2.
Well, no, this is the thing. The other Rachel from Vegas, she, I will say, was so fun in person to meet. And I loved, like, she was so theatrical and over the top and fun. And then we never saw that on the show. It was so weird.
Yes. Yeah. So, Rachel, earlier this season, you got to host a competition. If I recall, you hosted the Chop, Spank, Bonk
yes, I did.
Veto competition.
Yes, professional.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit of what that's like? So they bring you in. You were in the house with these people.
Yeah. So it's really fun because Chop, Spank, Boink, like, you
boink?
Know, whatever.
Bonk.
Bonk. Boink, bonk. Same thing.
Boinking might be a little bit different, I think.
That's different.
That would be a whole different competition, right? No, it's really fun. It's, you get to go in, you get to meet with them for a little bit and talk to them. And I saw the fish tank. Like, that was my number one thing. I said I just had to see the fish tank when I got in the house.
Why? Because it's on the feeds or because it's new?
It's amazing. Yeah. It's on the feeds. It's new. It's so fun, like on TV, it looks like a 1980s video game, you know, like you want to go swim in there. And I really wanted to go see what the all the fuss was about.
And of course, I had to ask Rachel, I said, what was Rockstar like when you went in the house?
Oh, yeah, she was the, you know, good rock star.
Yeah,
she was the normal rock star, not the DR rock star.
OK, well, that's good. Yeah. What is it like in terms of like getting to meet them when you have only seen them on television? Because I'm sure it must be hard not to, like, I think I would be in my head so much of, oh, I don't want to ruin anything.
You can't say anything. Yeah. But no, you know what? We talked about their weird chess set. They have the weirdest chess set. So like we had so many weird conversations because they have a rock wall. I mean, a rock wall, like a thing you can actually, we saw it on the show, you know, a rock wall. It's amazing.
You know, people get yelled at as soon as they start climbing on
it. No, they like said they can climb on it whenever they want.
Yeah, they can climb on it.
They climb on it all the time.
Star got stuck up there.
Yeah, they have harnesses and hats and everything.
They have to put on a harness.
Yeah, and then, so that was amazing. And we talked about that and we talked about their fish tank. And then we talked about my ring. Bailey, of course, wanted to know about my ring and weddings and getting married on TV and, you know, Amazing Race and all that, which now we know because she, you know, said it last week. She, dare I say, pimped herself out to be on the next season of Amazing Race.
What,
she's like, Julie Chen said,
oh,
they're getting married. Oh, maybe we'll go on Amazing Race. Like,
oh, Swaggy C and Bailey?
Is that, is that becoming a staple Bailey. of showmances going out of the house?
Yeah, they just want to go on Amazing Race. And yeah, or maybe she said it in the chat. Yeah. Sorry, maybe was that on the chat?
Who would even want to go on the Amazing Race, right?
I know, right? So
why would anybody ever go on that show? Especially if it was not with
the... I know. But no, they're so cool. Like meeting everyone in person, and then their chess set's really weird. I mean, I really have to make this a point for everyone.
Why?
Because you guys all watch live feeds that are watching this, right? So it's like a block, and then you stack another block on top of it, and then another block. It's weird. They don't really even play chess because it's so weird.
Mm-hmm. No, they just use it mainly to talk strategy and pretend like they're playing for the
most
part.
Because it's like
they play a lot of foosball.
Yeah, they do. I mean, that's fun. Like, I would play foosball.
Do they spin the handles? Because that's not allowed. I just would like to point that out.
That's not allowed in the Big Brother house, or use
in foosball rules.
Yes. Oh, okay. Great. Glad that we have the referee here.
Did it mean anything to you when Tyler said that he couldn't say how big of a fan he was because he didn't want to tip off the other people that how knowledgeable he was about Big Brother?
I was shocked. Actually, because, you know, when he was in there, I remember getting home and texting my friend Jared and saying, no, Tyler, like, hated me. He didn't even say hi to me, or he was, like, weird. And then Jared was like, no, he's a big fan. And I was like, nope, not at all. And then we watched the episode, and apparently.
And he said.
He's a big fan.
He's a fan. Yeah. There you go.
I know.
I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
I know.
Brandon, what about you? Do you have a favorite on this season?
I think I really did like Caitlin a lot.
Mm-hmm.
At first, like, yeah, I thought she was just kind of getting great on us in the first few days. But then you start hearing the stuff she says, and then she's it's not like one of those people trying to act like somebody on the show.
Yeah.
She believes all this stuff. Mm-hmm. She, you know, I think she is everything we wanted in Raven, but actually.
That's what it is.
When we saw the ghost hunting introduction, I was like, oh, this girl's crazy. It's going to be great. And she wasn't great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I've seen this before, Brent, where people said, like, well, compare Raven and Caitlin. And I feel like that with Raven and Caitlin, I feel like the fundamental difference is, like, I think that Caitlin may overestimate her superpowers and Raven may overestimate her weaknesses. They are truly some version of, Unbreakable and Mr. Glass.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're tangentially related, but they're definitely not in the same county for me. I mean, maybe it's just the season as a whole. I will say also, not the greatest praise for a season when you ask both Brendan and Rachel who their favorite house guest is, and they both name somebody who's already been evicted.
Yes. But she was iconic. You know,
yeah.
Not good there, not good. But, I mean, I understand the Caitlin worship because she is great. And not only has she been great in the house, but she's been great out of the house. She's a great support.
Yes.
She is all, I like her out of the house. Yeah, like, unlike other people, won't mention any names, but I really like her out of the house. Like,
what, are you feuding with somebody outside of the house?
Yeah, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about.
I know who she's talking about.
Yes. Well, okay. So, well, you mentioned with the Swaggy C and Bailey want to go on the Amazing Race. Why? What is it? Has Swaggy C called you out?
Oh, he calls everyone out.
Yes.
So yeah, he does. But no, he has. I think he likes the Rachel. I think, but
he likes Rachel from Big Brother 20.
Yeah. No, Rachel. Me, Rachel.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, Rachel from Big Brother 13.
I'm very confused.
But I just like he. Brent, back me up. Brent.
You're speaking code here.
Well, is Brent expert on Swaggy C's Twitter?
I think what she's saying is that he likes the Swaggy likes the Rachel, like the big diary room, the one with the fiery speeches and the big entertainment. But, you know, like the person who's standing in front of him, I don't know if he would necessarily, you know, be into her.
But Swaggy C. Swaggy C thinks he's lost it.
Like Rachel was Swaggy C before Swaggy C. Like she was, you know, Rachel,
I like Brent's analogy. I'm glad that me and Brent are on the same page.
You guys could just own podcast.
Yeah, what you bring
together
to the table.
Yeah.
You realized it was a TV show first. You had some fun with the show.
Yeah.
It wasn't all strategy and game bots and things like that. I mean, that's where he's coming from.
Exactly.
I mean, in all honesty, I think we really are actually enjoying the season. I think it's hard for me to say that I like any single player right now because I kind of am enjoying all of them together for the most part. There's a couple lackluster players, obviously the Angela. Mm-hmm. Again, the KC for me, when she gets called Peanut tonight, I actually totally forgot she was wearing a Peanut costume because I'm just...
I like that she like put the hoodie on over the Peanut costume.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most...
I like that too. I know
that's something we have to talk about when it comes to her.
I like what Stacked and FL said that they like Swaggy better in the house. I agree.
Yeah, I think we all did. I mean, yeah. That universally popular from us on the observing. So going back to tonight, let's talk a little bit about Haley, our new HOH. Rachel, what's your take on Haley?
I love Haley. I love that she's stepping up. I love everything about her. She is the kind of Rachel Janelle mix that we all have hoped for, with a little bit of, I don't know, what's another good, strong female that we like?
Brittany.
Yeah, maybe a little Brittany in there. Yeah.
Boy, are we watching the same show?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Who are you talking about?
Haley.
Come on.
Haley is the cross of Rachel Janelle and Brittany Haynes?
Maybe a little bit of sprinkle.
She's closer to being Britney Spears in Crossroads.
I think that deserves a bell ring.
She's more Britney than me from BB12, who, you know, there's this big alliance around her and she doesn't realize that it's there until it's too late.
Yeah, I think I agree. And then, but this is for me, for Haley. Okay. She is like, she's emotional, which I was emotional in that house too. But then she knows what's going on with Tyler. She knows, like, I listened to your podcast last week.
But she doesn't know what's going on with Tyler.
She did know what was going on with Tyler, and she called him out. I said the same thing, Brett. I wish she would have, like, owned it a little bit more, you know, and owned the whole, like, hey, guys, this is what he's doing, and you guys are upset crying over him. But, like, do you not see what he's doing? Like, why we need to get rid of him? I wish she would have done that, too. But I think she couldn't because she's in a bad position.
Well, I think a couple of things happened there. I'm not even sure she necessarily even believed that. I think we were kind of assigning those qualities to her. But I don't know that that's true, that she was believing that. I mean, believe me, I'm with you. When she put Tyler up on the block, I was like, yes, queen. Yes, finally, somebody does. Well, we're all praying somebody does. But then the thing she said led me to believe that she sort of placed him on the block as a placeholder, that she just wanted to, like, scare him a little bit. I don't even know if she really wanted to go after him. And I know that leads into this week where she's trying to backdoor him. But at the time that it was happening last week, I just don't think she realizes how big of a threat Tyler is right now.
I agree with that. And I think her mistake this week was not putting him on the block first, because I think she's so scared. She thinks she has to backdoor him because she's so scared about the other powers. And then I think she's scared about, like, how people reacted the last time she put him on the block. I think she should have just gone for it.
I mean,
should have dropped him on that block.
So Brendan and I were talking about this a little bit during the episode. So, okay, here's Haley and Tyler, and he's up in the diary room, and he's like, all right, so whatever you do, just, you shouldn't nominate me because I'm going to win the veto. So you're going to want to backdoor me. And it's like, she's like, is Tyler saying that I should backdoor him? And like, okay, I will. But isn't that such a tell?
Yeah. Yes.
If somebody who's you're not working with is telling you, when Angela was up there and Angela is like, hey, I really think you should put Sam on the block. She's like, okay, but I'm doing it next to you. Like, you know that somebody is not working with you. Yeah. They're giving you advice.
Mm-hmm.
Why on earth did she think that if Tyler wants me to backdoor him, why don't I nominate him first?
100%. That it does. You're right.
I just don't want to see you blow your HOH when if for some reason, like, what?
I mean, if you're in a legitimate, like, showmans or some sort of relationship with somebody in Big Brother where you really absolutely trust them, okay. But any other situation, you just know everybody has their own agenda and everybody has their self-interest. Mm-hmm. They're not interested in putting you before them. So if they're trying to convince you to do something and it's in your best interest, that should ultimately just raise red flags right away.
Yeah, 100%. Brendan's right. And you're right too, Rob. And I think that's her biggest mistake this week, because now she's going to end up in a bad pickle of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but the thing is she may not go anywhere because you got three guys that are pining over her, right?
Yes. And Tyler, you know, was picked by that. We're not in spoilers.
Call myself.
I wanted to say was, I mean, and I agree with you that it should have been a tell for her, okay? I was screaming at the TV. I was screaming at the feeds watching it. But it's just not something that naturally comes into your brain. Like, okay, maybe there's a power that can do this. But it should have been a tell to her that he was, you know, wanting to be backdoored, and he knew that he was a target last week. What she should have asked herself is, why is he saying this? And I think what was happening there is that she's sort of writing it off like, oh, well, he's a dumb guy who doesn't, he's not a fan of the show. He doesn't know what he's saying. So I think his sort of surfer attitude, and we talked about this before, really works to his advantage, where people do not take him seriously strategically, people that are not working with him, and he can get away with acting sort of ditzy, and they just chalk it up to bad gameplay.
Yeah.
So one of the comparisons that we've heard this season about Tyler is that he's like a Hayden Moss that you guys played with in your first season. Was Hayden underestimated in this way, where it's like, oh, he's sort of an athlete, he's a jock, he has long hair?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I for me, I again, was learning Big Brother as I was playing because I wasn't a big fan of the show. So I had a short time to learn a lot about that show, and you kind of learn it as you go, like Brett is doing. With Tyler, I feel like he's playing a little bit better game, I think, than Hayden Moss, because Hayden does rely on a social game a lot. I think Tyler has a little bit more strategy than Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
But again, was he a part of a successful alliance that just happened to start in the very beginning, that just happened to last the whole game, or was he a big factor? You know what I mean? You can kind of go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I feel like with Hayden, he wasn't a fan. And yeah. I think Tyler knows a lot more about the game than Hayden.
Yeah.
So I think that, yeah, I could see the comparison a little more.
I don't know. I'll be honest. It's the hair.
It's the hair.
Yeah.
And like the whole vibe. But this is the thing. I think Tyler's playing a much better game than Hayden did, because Tyler had to play this whole time. Hayden just kind of got dumb lucked into this big bromance.
I think Hayden have better social game.
Yeah.
I think Tyler, you see him in a couple situations where he's got to back up a little bit to get out of a situation that he put himself into.
That is true. Because Hayden,
I didn't see Hayden doing that a lot. He was very good at his relationships in the game.
And everyone liked Hayden because he would just come over to you and just be like, hey man, how are you doing? Yeah, you know, he never had to ride the middle because he was always just that guy.
I was threatened by the people with little feet. So
people with little feet.
Yeah.
There was one in our season.
Matt.
We Brittany, know him.
Yeah.
He also married us.
Yeah.
Yes. Why you identified.
No. Yeah. Immediately. Wait. He was the person I couldn't beat. I know I cannot beat Matt.
But in a competition. Right. Yeah. Like in general, you don't see like somebody with like a size 6 shoe. No. And it's like, but watch out.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was maybe a phobia or something.
I was going to say, Matt was also the one that got his face blurred out in Celebrity Fear Factor.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yes.
Poor Matt.
That was going to be your ultimate. If Ludacris only knew that your true fear was people with small feet. Yeah. All right. So I thought that this was very interesting tonight, Brent, that we got to see a lot of Sam and her breakdown, which has been widely reported over the last couple of days. And I really was surprised, you know, that we've talked about that, you know, the producers, they love Sam, that this image of her, that she's like this person who's this every woman, and she has all the support from the viewers.
Rosie the Riveter.
And that really we got to see a very dark side of Sam, and you know, credit to everybody on the feed updates that's been you know, talking about this, yourself included, Brent, over the weekend. So we got to see this. Let me play a couple of clips from Sam tonight. Here is the first clip. This was from, I believe, this was Thursday night, where Sam came to Haley, and she's very concerned. Somebody in the house is making fun of her in her mind. She needs to get to the bottom of it.
And you let me find out one time that somebody in here is making me look dumb, and I will rip them limb for limb and pull their bottom lip clean up over the back of their head, and they'll regret the day they were born.
These thoughts are turning more and more violent from Sam, and the show, I think, is, I don't know if it's presenting them in sort of like, this is kind of funny, this is cute, but this one was super disturbing when she's talking with JC. She said this line earlier this season about Caitlin, about how she was going to stomp a mud hole through her chest, and we had a lot of discussion about like what is a mud hole. We found out that answer tonight.
Stomp a mud hole is kind of more like stomp a blood hole.
I don't even know what a blood hole is.
Do you know what a curb stomp is?
No.
It's where you put somebody.
Do you know what a curb stomp is? Okay. I mean, this is really dark.
Wait, did she explain the curb stomp?
Yes.
Top teeth on a curb, and then you smash the back of their head.
Why would you do that? To kill that person?
Yeah, good question.
No, you don't. You physically maim them for the rest of their life.
Well, I mean, sometimes it kills people.
Sometimes?
Sometimes they just swallow all their own teeth.
Why would anyone do that?
I don't know. It's stuff I've seen in movies.
What kind of movies do you watch?
American History X. Oh, I've got the answer. God. American History X.
That's like Dexter stuff.
What kind of movies are you watching?
I like JC. JC was just like completely thrown off by this.
Like, why are you telling us this?
Yeah. Okay, I have a theory. Okay, I have a theory. My theory is this, that the producers realize that, Rob, they have a live one on their hands. That is yeah. the problem. They realize what they have. They if you were listening to us on Thursday night, you know that Sam was in the diary room before the live show, as the live show was happening, threatening to quit the game. She swore she was not going to vote. They had to convince her. Stay in the house. They convince her to vote. I think that they realize that she's sort of not controllable anymore, and they're trying to just make do right now. But I think that they realize that that the end is coming. It could. Hey, I'll put it this way: the end could be coming sooner than later with her. That something bad could be happening with her, and they might need to remove her from the game. And I think that they are setting up seeds right now to show us so that it's not a complete surprise, because crazy. they can't go from, you know, Donnie, the sweet, you know, groundskeeper,
to the murdering
psycho in the house, you know, but I think that this gives them a little bit of foreshadowing in case something happens later on. Look, I think, to be clear, they do not want to remove her from the game. I mean, they already had something go wrong this season. They do not want to have to remove her from the game, but I think that she is her own woman, and she is, like, as I've said on the Life Feed updates, I'm not a doctor, but I do not.
Brendan is.
I do not believe that she is mentally well. I believe there is a psychiatric issue that needs to be addressed, and I do think that they are being negligent in not addressing it and leaving her in the house. But, you know, that's not my call, so she's there. And that's why showed us what they showed us.
Did she really say she's going to quit the game?
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's coming from, well, she said it multiple times on the feed. She's talked into the microphone and said, hey, you know, I want to self-evict. I want to come to the diary room. She's never actually pressed the red button. So people say that all the time. You know, whatever. I'm cool with that. Because people say, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm cool. Right. The spoiler Vegas, and I don't know if you guys know who I'm talking about. There's
It's very confusing because it's also a picture of Rachel also.
I know, right?
But that's not you, right? You're not Vegas the spoiler.
I wish. Yeah.
Yeah. It's someone connected with production in the Big Brother house. It was updating us as things were going along in the live show that Sam was wanting to quit the game. She was refusing to vote, and they just had to make do. If you notice at the beginning of the show, they didn't even show the two nominees on the block like they normally showed, because one of the people wasn't there and they didn't want you to know that. So I think, like I said, they're just making sure that if things go bad, they want you to know why they went bad.
Yeah. I mean, Brent, is somebody making fun of her in the house? Does she have it? Like, are her ears ringing?
The hacker was making fun of her.
I mean, they're not making fun of her. Like, a couple things happened. This was the day that Tyler told her about his power.
Yes.
And remember, she told him about her power right away. And trust is a big deal with Sam. And he did not tell her right away about his power. And then at the last minute, just trying to get her vote. And I think she realized that she was being manipulated in that, and that he only told her because he was trying to get her vote. And, I mean, like, what they didn't show you on the show tonight was that Sam went to Rockstar, who's become her friend in the house, and she said to Rockstar, you know, Pinky swore you wouldn't tell anybody. Sam says, I want Tyler and Angela out of this house. So she was really pissed off at them. I think, honestly, she wants affection from some of the males in the house. I think Tyler was one, and now Brett is one, and that's kind of come out of nowhere. She needs constant validation, and the house guys talk about this, where they, you know, in having a conversation with Sam, you constantly have to be like, "Yo, Sam, you're great. No, we love you, Sam. We love you, Sam. No, you're awesome." And it just, it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We saw in the episode tonight, as Brent brought up, that Tyler told Sam about he has the second power app.
Yeah.
And that is something that he was telling her, trying to, you know, convince her on the Bailey vote. And we saw Sam in the diary room say that, I don't believe him, because she said that he would have told me. And so that obviously, like, he would have told me. So I think he's lying to me. So then on the other hand, if he's telling the truth, I'm mad because he didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm. It's the paranoia is getting to her.
Paranoia is getting to her. But also that Tyler, who has been really strong the whole way through, this was a miscalculation.
Yeah.
I mean, and it speaks volumes about how he is at reading it about people, because you think that he's really, really good at reading people in general. He's gotten this far and he's played relatively smoothly. Why on God's green earth do you choose Sam to tell this information to that you feel so trusted?
I disagree. I think he should have told Sam. I think the way he told her and the timing was off. I think it's good that he told Sam, because Sam now, she's not going to tell anyone. That is one thing he knows.
Are you sure?
I don't think she will.
She seems more and more volatile.
In that conversation that I talked about where she was talking to Rockstar and she said, I want Tyler and Angela up on the block, there was a moment in time where she took a pause and she took a deep breath, and I thought she was going to tell Rockstar about Tyler's power. But then she said, you know, I know some things, but it's not going to do me any good to pee in their coffee. It's not going to make mine taste any better, or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's a phrase she used about that. And so she's not going to try to crap on Tyler's game and try to screw him over just to make herself feel better, at least right now. So, and luckily for Tyler, he really just needed to get through the initial nomination ceremony, because he can always save himself in a backdoor possibility.
Yeah,
totally, totally. And I think with Tyler, I think he's so good at these games that he plays with these girls that, like, I don't think they care.
Yeah,
I mean, really,
he's gonna use his power soon because it expires week 35, I think.
Week 35, yes. Coming, it comes up quick. Comes up quicker than you would expect.
I think he's got two more weeks after this week.
Two more weeks for the Cloud app. All right, let's talk about another story that was very fun on the episode tonight. I felt like that the show really gave us a big dose tonight of the love triangle of Haley and Fessy and Brett. Which we got
new
to
love
see,
triangle.
You know, quite a bit of, you know, Fessy's affection towards Haley. She kind of likes him, but hey, don't say anything to, like, I don't want to be exposed as a showmance in the house. Mm-hmm. Fessy is, you know, he doesn't care. He's all about her. But here comes big bad Brett, who is just the fly in Fessy's ointment about this. Because Haley, she is like a schoolgirl. She doesn't have any reservations about talking with Brett. And it's almost like Brett seems to relish in this, Brendan.
I mean, it kind of reminds me of the situation where you have some of those guys who profess the way to get a girl is to ignore them and pretend you don't like them. And then they'll like you more, because I feel like that's the situation. And I postulate that Rob is leaving out one angle of the situation.
Yes.
And it's actually a quadrangle with Scotty being the other person in this. Because somehow he is now also become smitten with Haley too. So really, she's got three guys in the house that are fighting over her. So there's a good chance she's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Brent, is this the sequel to Mamma Mia 2?
Mama Tria, again, Rob.
Yeah,
Brendan is correct that I don't know if there's any romantic feelings, but the Scotty is definitely smitten with Haley, and Haley has said last night, this isn't spoilerish, but and she was got a little drunk, and or the night before last, she was talking with somebody and saying, "I just love Scotty. He's great. I want to go to the end with him." So she's really into him. At least platonically, and maybe there's something else there. I don't know. Scotty's actually really cool. I saw him working out earlier today, and he was he's not the nerd that they want to box him into. And I know you've talked about that before, Rob, but they don't know what to do with Scotty on the show. I feel like in some ways he's a little bit miscast.
Yeah, Brendan had some thoughts on this. You feel like Scotty is miscast as the nerd?
I just think Scotty is a little bit, he's, you know, I don't know if they thought that he could supersede the Virgin King.
Yes, like never. Like
the Virgin Emperor.
Never.
Later, they were joined by their Virgin King.
Not on this season.
Virgin King. Virgin King. Virgin King. Virgin King. Virgin King.
It was a great night. Oh my God. Oh, God.
Any night where people are chanting that at the end? Something's gone incredibly right.
I think that's
right.
The only sound clip I have that's like not from the show. That's just a bunch of people that were chanting at a bar. Yeah, but you feel like he's not a nerd.
No. I think And I mean, somebody, I don't know where I read it, but said that in high school, I guess he was like the, apparently this Mr. Collegiate athlete.
Oh.
So he's not, he actually, maybe he actually might be kind of playing down his athleticism, which would actually be great. I would give him a lot of credit.
Yeah, in the show opening, he was like, I'm a great athlete. And, you know, he's doing like, but then he like missed on the Frisbee shot. So maybe in his own mind, he's a great athlete. But back to Brett, it was such a great scene in the episode.
Oh, yes.
Where we saw that it was, you know, Haley needed to talk to Brett and she kicked everybody out, including Fessy, and said, okay, we're right out of here. I need that. And then they went and they got Brett and brought him upstairs. And it was like, he knew that this was going to be really something mm-hmm. that was going to get under Fessy's skin. And then she closes the door. He jumps right on the bed with Haley. I just love how he relishes every second of being the foil to Fessy.
Yeah, I love how you said earlier today he's becoming a character this season.
Yeah.
And I love that about him. I love the all the gifts we're getting from him, all these great one-liners now in the diary room.
Yes, please don't get anybody started
on
this.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with Rachel, though. Yeah. I love Brett. I mean, he gives us real stuff in the diary room. Yes, I love Brett. He gives us real stuff in the diary room where I feel like he is not, I mean, that's really coming from him. Mm-hmm. It's not something that they're like, okay, can you please say this because we want to make it sound funny. He's naturally that guy. He's such a showman.
I think two things happen. He's substantially stopped using the word bro. Mm-hmm. We're not hearing it like every other sentence, which made us instantly want to hate him. And then he saw Mr. Pectacular and became inspired.
Ah, was that it?
Maybe.
And some say Rachel looks at me the way that he looks at Mr. Pectacular.
Because Brett had these great moments, but they were all like in speeches in front of the house. And it's almost like it took him like 5 or 6 points to where he like, oh, I get the diary room, because this was him during the hacker comp tonight.
I don't get it. I don't understand. This is my comp. I'm really good at looking at stuff. I look at chicks looking at me all the time. And I say, hey, I see that chick looking at me.
That was a pretty good one.
That was amazing.
I mean, but we're not gonna lie. We did think about how many takes it took.
Like, does it take multiple takes?
Or no, he's like just shooting out lines. We're gonna go with this one. Mm-hmm. He's got like five that we're really like, oh,
yeah. So he's emerged. He's been really fun. On to the nominations. We got to where Haley nominates Angela and Casey as her nominations, and Casey and Angela are so indignant. They're like, we weren't even coming for Haley.
Yeah,
she put us on the block. How dare she?
Yeah, because they're only talk about Falte in level 6 all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
How bad they want to get rid of. I know. I think that like Casey and Angela, that did make me not like Angela, because she's so high on her little mighty horse where she just is like, how can I get, you know, whatever, put on the block. But it's like, girl, you're in totally an opposite alliance. And like, let's be real. You just got rid of her best friend last week.
Mm-hmm.
We need something to like to stoke her ice fires to become the ice cream again. And then we will embrace her.
Angela?
Part of the problem is it totally came out. Well, I won't say it came out of nowhere, but from their point of view, it came out of nowhere. They thought they had talked Haley into at least nominating Sam. They thought for sure, look, if we can get Sam on the block, then we won't have to worry because we'll have the votes. We can just vote Sam out and all of us level 6 people can stay. I think they were really surprised to see that she put two of them on the block. But I agree with you guys. Their indignancy, it was just terrible. Like, I mean, like you may not be coming for her specifically, but you're coming for all of her people. If not for her, at least own it. Like, at least Tyler in the diary room, when the hacker nominated him, he was like, you know, good job, hacker. You got me. At least somebody finally got me. And I was like, you know, that made me love Tyler all the more. But this idiocy, I couldn't stand.
Agreed. And everyone knows that, like, maybe Haley's not their first target because Fessy's still here. But, like, Haley's right behind them. Like, and let's be real. One more HOH competition and she's at the top.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to go for her. So, I mean, this is really a smart move for her. And I think that I wish that she would have done Tyler first because I'm rooting for Haley this week. I want to keep Tyler in the house. But I also want to see that, like, I wanted him to pull himself off the block and not do all this other crazy stuff that's going to happen this week, but maybe not because that's spoiler.
Would you have put Tyler up on the block, Rachel, if you were the HOH in the spot?
I would have. Yes. If it was Brendan was my Fessy, then I would have.
Whoa.
I would have been on to him, especially with like his little, make sure you backdoor me. I'd be like, whoa, time out. Anyone that tells me to backdoor them is getting the front door. And if you tell me to front door you, then I'm going to back you.
Has to realize that you guys, whoa, that she nominated him last week. I mean, there's nothing to be gained by playing coy with Tyler. You nominated him last week. Like, I mean, why not just own it? I mean, I get the whole wanting to backdoor him. I think that's a viable strategy.
Totally.
But I just put him up on the block because you don't have to. She was always worried about, well, I have to explain my reasons for these nominations. I'm like, you've got a reason right in front of you. You don't have to get any more blood on your hands, which she was worried about.
And it could have been Tyler and Casey. And then, like, even if Casey still won this hacker comp, then that's fine. But, like, this is the point. She knew there was a hacker comp. Haley knew that this other comp was coming up. So it's kind of, like, really frustrating that she didn't just not throw him on the block to begin with and be like, you have two chances. Two.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
I mean, this, like, these next, and is it the hackers next week too, right?
No, this is it.
No,
this is it. Done. Okay. Well, these past 2 weeks now, she knew this week that everyone in the house knew they had two chances because they could win a hacker or they could win a veto.
See, the problem with Haley is that she really does not trust Bessie the way somebody should in their situation, because people are always going to assume they're together. They're going to, he's going to vote to keep her. She'll vote to keep him. But for the most part, she really does not trust him. Because if she did, she would have told him before telling Bailey, causing all that drama last week. And, she'd be communicating with him way more and wouldn't be doing this Brett come in and Bessie go out sort of, BS that obviously is going to piss off a guy who's already shown himself to get upset about nothing. So,
yeah, that's really important, though, Brendan, because that's the one thing you guys have to understand about Haley is that Haley does not see Brett with the Angelas and Caseys of the world. He is with them, but she doesn't know that. They all think that Brett's by himself, sort of just floating in the middle of the house somewhere.
Free agent.
And they couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's great.
I mean, and again, that's good for Brett.
I think that does make us be a little bit more endearing to Brett this week.
The hacker comp was back this week. We got to see everybody back into the house. While last week I really enjoyed at least, the first few rounds of the hacker comp where we were doing a word scramble, I didn't think that this one played as well on TV because I don't know the rooms of the Big Brother house as well as, like, how am I supposed to get it faster than the people that live there?
Yeah. Well, true. That is a good point. However, I do like it because it almost feels like you could kind of play along, and then also if you're watching live feeds you should know, or you can watch BBAD, hashtag be bad.
I got three of them, but I was with you, Rob, that I thought that for, like, people like my mom, it's like, I finally got my mom into Big Brother this year. She's gonna look at this and go like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
I mean, the cast had good reactions when they didn't get it. So I feel like that part of it was fun, but just in terms of a game that you could play along with.
Fessy did a spin when he got one wrong.
Yeah, he's like, oh, come on.
He spun around.
Yeah. There was one JC like dove on the floor and they had like a very audible thud.
Right.
Also, JC is fun.
Yeah.
Make sure to note that when she won, KC jumped up and down. And Haley, if you notice, here's the thing that you understand. If you notice, they all come in one by one into the hacker room. They don't know where each other is so that they can't, accidentally hear something. But KC asked the question before the competition started. And so Haley knew that she was next door to her, and then after the competition was over, two things happened. Number one, she heard her jumping up and down. Number two, she saw the cameras following her around as they were walking back in. So Haley had figured out pretty clearly that at this point in time, that Casey's the hacker.
Oh, wait, is this
that
it was on the episode.
Yeah.
I mean, it was happening as this episode was going on.
And Haley is smart.
She is super observant in those types of things. That I do feel like that she thinks about certain things that other people in the house don't necessarily think about. And I have to give her credit for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, but then she can go off the deep end and act like a complete idiot.
Right.
Two minutes later.
So we all have strengths and weaknesses, but that happens to be.
Rob, but I'm perfect. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. What else from the episode? Is there anything else from the episode of the season that you want to talk about? That I have questions for you guys as well. We're going to get into talking about the spoilers as well.
I just think that, this episode, we're just really starting to see a lot of character development and a lot of they're forming the next, I think what they think is going to happen in the next few weeks, which I thought that was really interesting too.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is phase two. They don't have Caitlyn anymore. Mm-hmm. You have to get to know these people that are in the house. And I don't know if they're going to have a battle back or a reset or what, but, you know, we're going to be stuck with these, not stuck with these people, but we're going to have these people for at least another 2 months or so. And, they, you know, they're trying to open them up a little bit and let us see who they are. And I think it's going to be a fun show on the on down the stretch. But
I will say
if you're rooting for Fauté, they need to win a comp or two.
I even told Rob when we were watching it that I've actually been impressed with how many votes have been so close this season. Because, again, like probably the last five seasons, you probably got like less than 10 times where the votes have been close.
Mm-hmm.
And this season, I think we've already seen probably what, like three or four.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's just about, well, not Caitlyn and not this last one. Okay. But even though it wasn't close numerically, Brent, but that was the one that going up to it that the people that watched live feeds didn't know who was going to go home.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't know if Bailey was going to go home because we knew Sam was up in the air. They actually had the votes and they're lamenting the fact
that Bessie,
Scotty, and Haley are lamenting the fact that they had the votes to keep Haley if they wanted to keep her. So, I mean,
I wanted to know that, right?
Yeah, no, I did because I watched Brett's show.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I wanted to ask you guys.
Not Brett.
What did I say?
It's okay. It happens all the time.
Sorry, Brett.
I wanted to ask you guys, as somebody who played on a season with a secret alliance, and I don't, you know, I have never actually talked to you guys about your feelings about the brigade or when you knew that these guys were working together, but there's another alliance in the house right now in level six that, you know, it seems obvious to us. Why can't they see that they're together? Can you just talk about when you're playing in the Big Brother game, how it's not so obvious to the people who are in the house what's really happening? Because, so, I mean, people were shouting at you guys, you know, can't you see that Hayden and Enzo and, you know, Lane are all
in love, Brent.
Yeah. No, so
you were busy in the hammock.
Yeah.
Brent.
So
we didn't have time for that.
Yeah. We were falling in love. But this is the thing, Brent. Everyone was coming after us, right? So they're like going after Brent and Rachel. And then we're thinking, like, oh, we hate Brittany. We hate Reagan. We, you know, Matt's in there too. Like, so we're not even focusing on Enzo and Hayden and Lane because we're just like, literally, let them play pool. They're playing pool in the backyard. We can probably get them later. Like, let's focus on the people that are making our lives miserable.
Well, and I will be honest. I think there's also a sense of what you don't think about at home is who these people are most threatened by.
Right.
And if you can think about each player and who they're most threatened by in the house, and typically it's probably somebody who has the same skill set as them.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm an athletic guy, I'm going to look at the athletic guy and say, okay, this guy I don't like because he could probably beat me because we could both be athletic, you know, in a competition.
Right.
For us, I was worried about the Mats. I was worried about the Britneys because I knew I couldn't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
With those guys, you just felt like, well, when it comes down to it, I can probably beat them in a mental competition. And the physical, I'll at least take my chances. You know,
right.
And Enzo, I love him, wasn't going to win a competition. So.
No, but then also I felt like when you're living that and you're in that situation, you're not focusing on who's playing pool and you're not focusing on the people that... And maybe that's something future Big Brothers players need to do is focus on the people that are just kind of hanging out. And that's why I hate floaters, because they'll float to the end and who knows if they're good. We don't know. Like Casey, you know, she won this stupid hacker thing and she is a floater. And, you know, like Angela, she won an HOH last week and maybe she's going to step up the rest of the year. Maybe she won't. But if she does, I love her. But if she doesn't, then it's like such a waste. And you're like, wait, she also, we saw her win. So
if they go far enough, Casey and Angela are getting like a shared family package.
Yeah, that's so interesting about the, okay, so going back to the floaters get a life vest where, floaters, you know, earlier this season, you know, we were talking a little bit about, you know, is it better to go after somebody that you know is against you? Or are you better off targeting people that might be with you, but also might be working with the other side? That I feel like that your thoughts on this is better to target the people that are in the middle mm-hmm. as opposed to the person that you know is definitely against you because you know where that person stands.
100%. I think if I ever played again, that would be my strategy too, because you kind of have to, like, at this point, like, you know that this person is going to be against you. You know, Tyler and Haley, like, Haley knows Tyler's against her and she knows, like, yeah, she should target Tyler every week. And like, it's an easy, like, throw him up there, let him win the veto. Like, let's not vote him out because then he's going to come after her. So then you have the argument, oh, well, you know, this person's going to always come after me. But then there are those players that are like the whatever KCs or whatever that are in the middle that could win a hacker competition and that you're like, OK, well,
Yeah. And the problem with Casey, she's not in the middle. She's right. pretending to be in the middle, but she's really like off on one side.
Or like Brett, like nobody's going after Brett and they're not going to. And like, I guarantee he'll be able to win some stuff moving down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. The chat room is wanting me to point out. And I will. I mean, like, it's a fine line, but I would call Casey. I mean, I get what you're saying, Rachel, from a TV perspective. She's a floater because she ain't doing squat on the TV show. Game wise, I would probably call her more of a coaster. Like, okay. She's part of an alliance, but it's the same connotation. I mean, if you were.
This is the thing. In the back road, was she part of the alliance until. Yeah. Like, has she always been, like, diehard?
She's always been, but I think that the people on the other side look at her as somebody who's in the middle. And I don't think that, Brent, tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, they look at her
and say, like, oh, she's hardcore level six.
No, yeah. No, they look at her like she's hardcore in the middle. Okay. There are these two floaters and Angela and Casey. That's how Rockstar and Haley see them. But yeah, Casey was there at she was wearing the pinwheel of doom the first week when level six was formed, and they went to Tyler, who was the HOH at the time, and said, hey, let's make an alliance. Let's call it level six. So she's always been a part of level six. So like I said, she's been a bit of a coaster so far. I hate that even more than floaters.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I totally agree. I hate when people just don't do anything with the game. But this is also the thing. I get the coaster analogy, but now I'm like thinking about it, and I kind of hate coasters worse too, because Brent, you're right.
Like, we all do.
Yeah. But yeah, they literally, like, they just hang out and let everyone else get mad at everyone, the strong people in the alliance. They're always in an alliance. So
one
side alliance doesn't go against them.
Leave Torrance alone.
But the good thing about floaters is they can at least give us some good TV moments and stab people in the back. Like, Brett and Scotty are floating right now to my eye, and at least especially in the eyes of the house guests, that, you know, they're not exactly sure where their loyalties lie. And somebody's going to be upset when the votes come in on Thursday night. So,
The difference is, I think, intention, where you can intentionally float, that if you're people that are just there are coasting.
Right. Yeah, I like that.
I mean, Casey's final six for sure. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, 100%. She's like final two.
Whoa. Okay.
Well, who's not bringing Casey to the end? She won one hacker competition.
Yeah, I think she's
popular in that. Like, I think that that her reputation outside to the TV watching audience and the people like might say like, what good is she? But Brent, people like her in the house, right?
They like
being popular
her.
Or not upsetting you.
I don't know if she has the respect that people, you know, maybe us. I think the people who are watching online, who are, you know, watching the game, probably give her more respect than the people in the house do right now. I don't know that. I mean, I think it would be split, Rob, because the people in her alliance, they know what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who are not in her alliance, they don't really think she's doing anything. Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to you really have to ask the jury.
OK. All right. Let's bring in some of these questions that we have for the from the listeners. And let's start with Vote 2018 says, Brentchel, how many house guests since season 15 are better than Brett? Seriously, I can only think of a few. Whether he wins the game or not, he's smart, even keeled, a great actor, loyal and hilarious. This is Brett's publicist.
Yeah, literally.
His agent.
Just be real careful calling also, reality people actors.
Vote 2018. He is also single, so feel free to mingle with that afterwards.
Yes. Okay.
I think Brett is definitely probably a good character that we haven't seen in a long time.
He's fun.
He's like, a showman.
He is.
Yeah.
And he kind of reminds me a little bit. He's got shades of Mr. Spectacular, obviously. Mm-hmm. Not nearly as good. But he's at least embracing his character, and he knows he has a self-awareness. So,
but I don't think Brett's going to be stuck around for 10 years like Pectacular.
No.
He's doing good. Pectacular, it looks like
he's pretty smart.
Age.
Yeah. Seriously.
He's doing good. Okay. This is a question from the great Edward Morris. Does Brett have Paul upside?
Paul 1.0 he's talking about. It.
Yeah. Friendship. No.
Edmo.
Friendship.
I think that there's potential, but I think we're going to have to see. I have a feeling he's not going to be so bad at the goodbye messages in the next couple house guests.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll probably get a little bit better. I think he was just kind of particularly salty last week.
Yeah. I think Paul had a bigger thumbprint on Big Brother 18 than Brett has had to this point. I think he's one of the people that has like sort of emerged in the, Caitlin vacuum of like the screen time that's opened up for other people on the show. And I think that things are starting to click for him, but I don't know necessarily that I think that Paul, the first version of Paul was one of probably the most beloved, 15 or 20 characters they've ever had on the show. I think that Brett, I'm not sure if he's,
we still got some road to go.
But he's been a pleasant surprise at the very least. All right. John Densford. Do we think that there will be another twist introduced in the next couple of weeks, or will we just play the season out with jury buyback and a double elimination? So that usually we have like the early twist in the season, and then we have like, here's the tree of temptation. So do you think that we will add a third thing into the mix, or will we play things out for a while?
I mean, what is the schedule? They have at least one double elimination, right?
If they want to have one double eviction, which Allison has said that they're going to do, they're going to need to grab back a week somewhere along the way.
So Sam's not leaving, though.
Well, you know, I don't know. Depending on when Sam leaves, and that's if she leaves, but assuming she leaves at some point, if she leaves at the beginning of the week, I don't think they would cancel the week. If she leaves at the end of the week, I think they would just cancel the vote.
Okay. All right. This is Mr. Robot Torrance. Were you rooting for the other Rachel from Vegas?
There was another Rachel from Vegas?
Yes.
I know, that is your answer. Rachel.
What? Yeah, you were rooting for her, right?
Maybe. Like, when she was kind of, like, fun, but then
she
was, like...
What she could have been.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What she could have been.
Yeah, because she became almost, in some ways, like, up until the week that she was evicted, she was almost like KC, like, kind of just floating along, coasting along with the Alliance. Yep. And letting other people make decisions and sort of hiding in the background. Like, I know you have always had that strategy about, you know, go to sleep for the first month, but you got to be at least entertaining on the show.
Yeah.
She
be great in the diary room. Right. I don't mean be a zero on television. Like, go in the diary room, be funny.
Yeah. But you know who I'm rooting for? The new showmance of Rachel and Winston.
Rachel, outside of the house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Outside of the house.
That's an insta showman.
Are more interesting outside of the house. Yeah. We were watching.
Yes.
I was going to ask you about what you thought about JC, because we barely talked about him tonight, and Fessy. So what do you think
weird, because I talked to JC preseason from what I understood of him, because he talks so fast, you guys, like, and his accent's so thick. No. I was a prior engagement. I did not interview them, but I talked to him on the phone before he went into the house.
Okay.
So he...
Just him or everybody?
JC, he called me to ask for advice.
All right.
Yeah, so...
I call you to ask for advice.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
So if he wins, of course, guess who's taking credit here?
No, I didn't. I gave him bad advice, apparently. My advice, I told him, win the first HOH. Go in there, you know, win as many competitions as you can. You never know what's going to happen. Have fun, take money, do whatever you got to do. Yeah.
I knew you had it somewhere.
But he told me he's playing very similar to how he told me he thought he should play. And so he told me he's going to lay back, kind of like I don't think he's a floater, and I don't think he's a coaster, because I think he's more calculated, but maybe I'm wrong because I talked to him before and he told me his whole strategy. So maybe, you know what I mean? Like,
he's kind of one of those little, I don't know, those little devices that has like momentum just rolling everywhere.
Yeah.
Kind of like a balloon. He's just like going in different directions. You don't
like the Energizer Bunny?
Yeah.
Going, he's moving.
I guess
so
he's
much,
like,
I think people have a hard time figuring out what's going on with JC.
If we hated him, we could call him a floater, but like, I don't hate him for being how he's playing the game.
I just don't, we don't know it's hard to exactly figure out what his exact strategy is. I mean, it could be just a survival thing, but he's also throwing hinky votes and
that's what he told me he was gonna do. He said he wanted to F everyone up behind the scenes, but be everyone's best friend. He was gonna bro out with the guys and be like in like the girls like love so they could talk to them about love and shoulder to cry on, I guess.
You kind of nailed it.
He, yeah. He's purposely trying to float Rachel, where he wants to like cut down both sides, but Tyler has talked him into getting rid of two people from one side, so it doesn't look obvious what they're doing, and he's really fallen into the trap of listening to what Tyler has to say most of the week. So I do think that Tyler will ultimately be JC's downfall later on.
How come he's listening to Tyler so much more than Fessy?
Like, what? I mean,
is it because
he doesn't take Fessy seriously. Mm. He thinks that he's the brains of the Fessy relationship.
The brainer.
Yeah, exactly.
But why would he not want him more if he really thought he could just?
I think he wants to hold on to him, but I think he takes Tyler's advice more seriously. He thinks they're working together to float in the middle. He doesn't realize that Tyler is part of a bigger group. I think if he found that out, he would be pissed.
Mm-hmm. If Haley goes, do Fessy and JC become a tighter pair?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty tight right now, but JC should not let go of Fessy because I do think that has legs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's start to get into our spoilers here because, frankly, I don't know how long Nicole can hold down downstairs.
Oh, okay. We've not even looked downstairs.
Let's start to get into the spoilers here. Talk through the weekend in Big Brother. If you are leaving us here now, of course, Summer of Stein coming on Monday, and we'll be back on Wednesday night this week after the veto episode. And Puya will be here with us on Wednesday, and on Thursday night, Johnny Mack will be on the show. So I got a great week of shows for you guys coming up. And with that, Rachel, I will allow you to do the honors here.
Remember, take it back after this.
Let's go to the spoilers.
Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected.
No!
We're all gonna kill you.
I just did a small amount on you, don't worry.
Brendan took out a can of aerosol silly string from his pocket.
I wondered what that was. I thought it was
like deodorizers. What do I have to start frisking people before they come in here?
I got in before security got
Robbie, out. And you invited him here.
Yeah,
hey, I did a small amount. It was controlled spray.
Oh my God!
It's like Omarosa sneaking in the tape recorder to the White House.
Yes, check everybody before they come in. Pat down.
That's a spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Right? Do you walk around with that normally?
I've been really wanting to use it at one point. I just had it for way too long.
Okay, such a prankster, Brendan. Okay, that I texted Nicole how she was doing. She asked me, it was good, but how much longer?
Okay.
All right. So, Brent, we had a busy weekend on the feeds. Of course, we had our veto went on over the weekend. And, you know, for all the talk of, you shouldn't put Tyler up on the block. This is what I was going to say, was that he wins the veto anyway.
Well, I mean, Rob, like, I'm just besides myself, as you would say. Like, Look, the hacker competition wouldn't mean squat if they could at least win the veto. They needed to win either the hacker or the veto competition. If you're a fan of Faute, and they lost hacker, obviously, mm-hmm. So they needed to win veto to put the nominations back in place or to backdoor Tyler. The veto draw came out. One person from each side was drawn. So it was 3v3. They were playing, and you know, Faute had them. Angela went out. Casey goes out. It was the three people of Faute, Haley, Rockstar, and Fessy against Tyler. At one point in one round, I think it was maybe the first round, Rockstar accidentally showed Tyler. It's the OTEV competition. OTEV. Yeah. Rockstar showed Tyler her answer or allowed it to be seen. I don't know if she showed it to him or willingly or if she accidentally exposed it. He is already up there on the stand. He realizes he has the wrong answer, runs back down. He would have been eliminated that round if she would not have showed him that. She asked him later on not to screw her over. Haley tries to get Tyler to throw the veto competition because she's like, look, it's just me. It's us three and you. Like, just throw it. He would not do it. It's Tyler versus Rockstar in the final round. I believe this is right. Chat room can correct me if I'm wrong. She beats him to the top of the thing, but she has the wrong answer. Tyler wins the power of veto. It's the long story short. Yeah.
Disgusting.
on her daughter's birthday.
Yeah, on other daughter's on birthday. Jocasta's birthday weekend. Real cute.
Real cute.
Real cute. Okay. All right. So here we stand. So Tyler is not going to go up on the block after and, all.
And more importantly, he's not going to have to use his power. As the veto holder, he is safe. So he has a decision to make about what he wants to do here.
Brent, the pieces of information that I have not heard is, will Tyler take Angela down?
Yes, he's going to take Angela down. And last I heard, and by the way, Casey is totally okay, Rachel, with going up on the block, which makes me hate her even more. She's going to go up on the block knowing that Sam is far more likely to keep Casey over Rockstar than she is Angela over Rockstar.
Wait, so, Casey can go back up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can be renominated.
Okay. Yeah. It's like your nomination never happened. So the nominations are Rockstar and Angela at this point. That's what Haley quote unquote nominated because the hacker hacked her nominations. And Casey could go back up as a replacement nominee if Tyler uses the veto on Angela. Of course, there's the whole possibility of him using the veto on Rockstar from Haley's point of view because. And just go with me on this. Haley does not realize that Tyler is working with these people or the fact that Tyler used the or was had Angela used the veto on Tyler last week and he might want to repay the favor this week. So the hacker picked Tyler for the veto competition. So they are completely snowed at this point. They think there's a good chance that Tyler will use the veto on Rockstar. So that Haley can put Casey back on the block and make it Angela versus Casey. They want Angela out of the house, but I don't think they're going to get their way. I think Rockstar is most likely to go home this week. She's going to be against Casey, most likely on the block, Rockstar. And it's not looking good.
Is there
good.
No chance they'll put Sam up?
I mean, unless Sam begs to go up, and even then, I don't think that they would
and
vote
no
her out.
Brett between
yeah,
she was pretty safe.
Yeah, Brett's safe. Yeah, Haley is not onto him. She thinks that he's on an island. He's promised her he'll do whatever she says. So again, I think the real drama this week is I think Rockstar is likely to go home. But two things are happening. Number one, Brett is promising, hey, I'll do whatever you want. So he's going to have to vote against what he said he's going to do.
Right.
Just going to reveal more of his loyalty. Well, also, the fact that – oh, go ahead, Rachel. You have a question?
I was going to say, so then they would think they would have – if Casey goes on against Rockstar, they think they have Scotty, Fessy – Brett and Sam.
Yes, those
so
are the four boats.
Tyler, Angela, Keith.
No, Tyler, Angela,
and
with
JC.
Casey, right.
Who do they think? But they think they have JC's vote.
You're right, but one vote's going to cancel. They think they have JC, so they think they have five votes minimum.
So they'll
on
cancel Tyler's vote.
Well, hey, no, Casey is the hacker.
That Casey's
so she's
the hacker. So
yeah,
who's
Casey's
Casey
the hacker.
Casey cancels Bessie's vote.
Yes, yes, so, exactly.
Okay, so right. Then Rockstar's donezo.
Rockstar's donezo, unless she can get both JC and Sam's vote right now. I think she's got a shot at getting Sam's vote. Don't really think she's got a shot at getting JC's vote. But the one thing to keep in mind is that JC does not have anywhere to hide because Bessie's vote is going to be canceled. And the only other person voting will be Sam. And Sam's word has been shown to be good. So Scotty's going to know if the votes come back 4-2 instead of 3-3, like they want it to be minimum so that Haley can break a tie and send Casey home. Scotty's going to know that JC did not vote with them. So
right.
JC's going to have to come clean at some point. I know people are saying, well, he can blame it on Scotty, but it's a different thing. It's one thing, you know, week 4 or 5 when there are 3 or 4 different suspects up for grabs and you don't know who did it. And you can talk behind closed doors. But if Scotty knows, and Scotty's on to JC, by the way, if he knows that he's trying to screw him over, he will call him out and he will make sure. So, and if it's one thing to hide if you're a hinky vote. But if you're directly being called out like Veronica and Baby Can, where you did it and you know you did it and the person in front of you knows that they voted the way they did and they're calling you out, it's very difficult to hide. I don't think he has a choice but to be honest this week.
Yeah,
I don't know
Nicole,
how Tessie's going to accept that.
Yeah, Nicole Cox brought up that the showmance will be over if he doesn't save Rockstar. So, yeah, Scotty's for sure voting for what Haley wants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now,
yes,
Brent,
Scotty is.
Yeah, Scotty is.
In fairness now, I mean... Rockstar had a good run, but if she goes out this week, we're not losing that much at this point, right?
We're not losing that much. I am more annoyed with Faute and their inability to see the alliance that's staring them in the face, and not the fact that Rockstar is going to go home. She's whatever. I mean, she was bringing a little bit.
She had a good run, gave us a bunch of sound clips,
right?
Bang the pots and pans.
I'm more annoyed that Level 6 is getting what they want this week. Casey, you know, who's the biggest coaster in the world, is acting like she's some big shake since she's volunteering to go
peanut
up on the block.
Peanut to you, Brent.
Yeah. I know, right?
Call her peanut.
The salty peanut.
I think if JC decided to vote with Faute, he could, then he could, Casey could go home, right? So I think that could be a possibility.
Ooh, they need both.
That would be exciting. Right.
Well, here's a couple things to keep in mind. Sam loves Rockstar.
Right.
Okay.
Loves her.
She also loves Casey and has told Casey, you know what, I'll vote to save you if you're up there on the block. So I don't know what she's going to do.
Hey, Sam, I heard Casey is making fun of you.
Disgusting.
Sam is not aware at this point, unless it happened while the show was happening, that Tyler's going to use the veto on Angela. Right. And that is going to set Sam off again, because Sam does not like the fact that Tyler's giving a lot of his attention to Angela. Once that happens and Sam realizes
prep.
That she's going to have to vote between Casey and Rockstar, I think she's going to lose it again.
Hey, who
so
required more
look
attention?
Out for that.
Who required more attention from Tyler? Caitlin or Sam?
Ooh,
yeah.
Sam.
Boy, that's tough.
Yeah.
Wait, then. If Sam turns on Tyler, Sam also is turning on Angela and KC because they're a threesome. So then Sam is more likely to keep Rockstar.
She doesn't see it that way. Sam's not even playing the game, Rachel, for the most part. She's just like, well, who do I like better? Who deserves my vote? Who's the better person?
But if she lost it last week with Bailey and Rockstar, she's going to lose it again this week with KC. And I mean, she might self-evict this week.
I think that's also a possibility. So again, that's why I said what I said earlier, that the show is setting up the fact that she's not all there. Mm-hmm. So if she does something crazy this week, then we're going
to
know why.
Because if she did, and if she left to self-evict, does she go to jury or does she...
I don't know. That's their call.
She self-evicts?
Well, Shima...
No, they do America's Vote.
She did not go to the jury, and I believe it was at the jury...
Well, she was expelled. Yeah, Sam self-evicts. I don't know how they... I mean, that would be up to them. If they want to give her a vote, if not, let America vote. I'm fine with whatever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is there anybody that has self-evicted that we have not considered it to be the same as expelled?
In Big Brother, no. I mean, there were the two quitters on Survivor during Nicaragua who got
vote on a completely different show.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if we've had anybody.
If Sam self-evicted and said, I couldn't handle this anymore, I can see them sending her to jury. I'll just say that.
Does she want to go to jury? I don't know.
I don't know. She
probably
might
would enjoy
if she doesn't
more.
Walk out the door on a Thursday night. Like, if she does some sort of like, well, I guess Big Brother Celebrity is probably the closest we've had to that. But both Keisha and Meta World Peace both went out in a proper eviction, even though they basically self-evicted.
Yeah.
So Sam should say, hey, put me up on the block this week in the veto ceremony. If she
might, because she's been saying that to everyone, right?
Yeah.
But then she would have to get everyone in the house to vote her out.
Yeah, I will say that, I don't know, again, I think it's some psychiatric disorder. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but she's better today and yesterday. She was horrible on Thursday and Friday. Once the veto is used on Angela and Casey goes up on the block, I think Sam's going to be back to, you know, you all are just a bunch of snakes. I can't be here with you all. I want to kill you. You know, I'm waiting for that.
Who wants a curb stomp?
Yeah. But then, okay, so if that does happen.
Put your mouth on the curb.
And she says, put me on the block. Everyone. But no, but listen, if that does happen, they're still not voting Sam out. And then she's really going
to have to self-evict unless she makes it unbearable.
I mean, perpetually just seems like Sam and JC's votes are always going to be up in the air until like 2 minutes before the live show.
Okay,
I guess Scotty's on to JC though.
Oh, JC a little less, maybe.
All right, let's take some more questions from you guys. Kieran, what are your thoughts on Brett misting Haley? Would you qualify it as a mist?
Totally misting. It's just Brett's own way of misting. Not everyone's gonna have the Dan mist.
Yeah,
I think Haley just likes Brett. Like she thinks she's attracted to him, and he's obviously flirting back with her.
What's a good gym terminology?
Must.
Musting it. Yeah. That's kind of a good one.
Yeah. Must. Okay. Stan's Funeral says, if Tyler wins the season, will he be the first one to win the first iteration? No, that a bunch of people have done it.
I did it.
Hayden did it. Yeah. Lisa Donahue did it. So. A few people have done it.
By the way, no one who's ever won the OTEV competition has ever gone on to win the game. And they've had OTEV since
OTEV curse.
Mm. Right. So
the curse of the OTEV.
So he's going to have to break that curse if he wants to win.
Yes. Okay. This is a question from Brendan, who has a question. He's actually asking this to Eric Stein, but maybe Rachel or Brendan can answer this one. Where is the hacker competition taking place?
I really think
we had this exact conversation.
Yeah, we did. We discussed this. I think it's behind the have-not room and the other bedroom, because there's an empty hallway there. It looks like, for us, looking through the double-sided mirrors, it looks like it's just like, you know, it could be whatever. Who knows what it is? But when you're actually there, it is there's room. I
don't know. I at first thought it was in the backyard. They built it because it looks a little plastic.
Mm-hmm.
It looks a little fake. I don't know. But
I think it's another location on the lot.
I think it's a location, but yeah, not on the lot. They're not going to blindfold them and walk them around the
lot.
No,
they're, it's definitely.
You don't think they could put them on a golf cart and take them to?
No, because that means that they're going to have to leave the house. They're going to have to, I think there's other places. They could just open the studio.
Well, they only have to
little.
Do it twice.
Yeah, on that Radford lot, you don't think that they could do that?
I think they could, but I think that's a lot of interaction they could get with other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Because then you have to have a driver. Yeah. What if the driver slips them a note?
What that would happen?
Yeah. It's Big Brother.
Wow.
Yeah, there's just drivers waiting to slip people notes.
You never know.
Anybody a note when you went into the house?
I didn't, but I should have. Okay. I respect the game too much.
Let's get our
they should get you driving the golf cart. Okay. This is Aubra wants to know, is Brenchel surprised there aren't more showmances this season? You know, we have some flirty love triangles.
A bunch of love triangles and showmances. So we have the Swaggly. We have the...
I believe it's pronounced Swaley. I believe the,
Swaley,
the G is silent.
Swaley. We have the
Swaggly.
So we have Swaley. We have Fessy and Caitlin. What is that? Or not? Yeah, well, Fessy and Caitlin, the Shade Mance, and then we have the Showmance of Fessy and Haley. So I think there's a lot of love triangles.
I mean, I think that I enjoy seeing showmances that are a little bit more natural, or maybe two people that actually like each other, versus the people that you feel like are hooked up and are trying to get something out of it, or.
Angela and Tyler, they're a showmance. Yeah. They're upcoming.
A little bit. Angela has a crush on Tyler. By the way, Rob, really quickly, the chat room is begging me to tell you about it. So give me 30 seconds and I will tell you guys that, there was this drunk talk between Haley. Haley was drunk last night. She was a little tipsy. I don't know if she's drunk, tipsy, whatever. She was trying to convince Tyler to use the veto on Rockstar, was trying to give him a sweet deal. I'll offer you 3-4 weeks of safety, maybe 2-5 weeks of safety. It was really, really terrible. Yeah. Can't tell you how bad it was. They are totally snowed by Tyler at this point. They do not realize. They think he's floating in the middle of the house. They don't realize he's working with Casey. They think that Angela is the glue. That once they get rid of Angela, then everybody will be floating around. They have no clue what is happening on that side of the house. I know the chat room wants me to go on about it, but basically, to sum it up, it was one of the worst pitches of all time. It would be like Rachel. You going up to Danielle Donato during your winning season at one point, and she's trying to backdoor you, and she has the veto, and you know it, and she's trying, and you're trying to talk her head. Hey, what about Adam over here? You could backdoor Adam. What about that? Because I would back you up. Don't you trust me?
Yeah.
You know, I tried to nominate you last week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was really terrible.
Totally. I see exactly what you're saying, Brent, and I think it is funny because I think Haley really thinks though that they're okay. I think she thinks that is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She took a shot at him during the hacker competition and she just thinks everything's okay now.
Yeah.
He even says, well, why did you put me up? She's like, well, that was ill-advised. And I'm oh, you think?
Yeah.
He's not going to do what you want him to do. I mean, even Tyler was laughing at the absurdity of it. Obviously, I'm going to use the veto on Angela. She used the veto on me last week.
Well, and this is why I think we have a hard time calling Haley a good player. You're I really like Haley.
Yeah.
I want her to do well. I like watching her win competitions, but
yeah, she's fine. She's fine.
I stan Haley, but she's not the second coming of anybody.
Okay, let's go to this question. Mike Bloom wants to know, what was it like for Brendan and Rachel to play with Survivor superstar Blake on Fear Factor?
I mean,
you guys got to play with I wanted to talk about this for a second. Yes. They really stacked the deck here on the Fear Factor. They built it as Survivor versus Big Brother, and they
all
have you
Survivor
guys,
All-Stars.
Cody Calafiore, Zach Rantz, and then another guy from their season. And his brother, and Abby Maria, and Sierra Dawn Thomas, and this is Big Brother versus Survivor.
Yeah, totally.
Apparently,
we destroyed Survivor, as proven by the show. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So. This was Brendan gloating about his win.
We eliminated the Survivor teams and proved that Big Brother is the ultimate reality competition show.
Whoa! Yes. I mean, Blake,
you're never going on Survivor now because we destroyed you already.
Does Big Brother disavow Caleb Beast Mode Cowboy Reynolds?
I thought that we did, but yeah, I guess we really do now. So I didn't know that we did, but now I know that we did because Fear Factor pointed it out. He was not mentioned once. And I know I heard the podcast about the Fear Factor when they didn't mention it once that he was on Big Brother. So.
Yeah, Ludacris had no idea, right?
No, Luda was just like, whatever.
Probably Big Brother 20 right now.
Yes.
You
know, you guys didn't get a chance to respond to this. What was your reaction to hearing this?
Bye.
Bro, I hate hearing Rachel.
I know.
Ooh.
I didn't know that was on the episode.
Is that the end? That's at the end.
She's lying. She heard it.
What's up with that?
By the way, Rachel, you were great during your hosting. I even said it on the time. And, you know, I love you, so I'm going to praise you anyway. But you were really great when you hosted. You had so much energy hosting that competition. It was really, really a fun time.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
She was about to shade Cody and Zach.
I know.
Wait. Why don't you say your line? What was your line that you're so proud of?
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Rob's got it.
It was not a sweet life for Zach and Cody. Give me snaps for that one. All you millennials know what I'm talking about.
That was good. Okay. So you were not happy.
No. They got beat by me again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
I think they were honestly again. Just playing it.
Well,
out.
I guess not again. This
Rachel,
first time, but
Rachel definitely didn't take it personal with Zach and Cody. Okay. They were just trying to play on a show.
Are you guys at war with the Calafiore family?
We are. Not at war.
We'd have to be on MTV all the time.
Unless we're going on the challenge, then in that case, we could be at war.
Okay. One more question here. Amy says, are there no have-nots? Because Sam is not allowed to have Sam's not allowed in the have-not room because she keeps taking stuff off the walls. I want to make sure that's not a rumor. Brent, is that a thing?
Hell if I know. I don't keep track of a have-not.
Let's do one more question that we actually can answer. Okay. Let's see if everyone. That might be it. Okay. Who's the biggest floater?
We talked
about that one. That's it. We got no more questions.
There are no have-nots this week. I know that. But I don't know if she's not allowed. That's the reason. I doubt that's the reason. If that's the reason why, they're not even going to let her be in the house. Come on.
I'm going to curb stomp this Commodore 64 over here.
I see
get
that
over here.
Kennedy B keeps asking that we met the house guest who was what I expected and who was completely different. Scotty was completely different.
What did you think about Scotty?
I thought he was kind of awkward because he didn't really even talk to me when I tried to. Hey. That's kind of what it was. He was awkward. I didn't think he would be like that. I thought Rachel was really cool.
Yeah, did you not hear his weird noises?
I thought Rachel was really cool. I really liked her. I really liked Haley. I really liked Bailey. I loved Rockstar. Oh my God. I loved her when I met her in the house. She's great.
Yeah.
She's
yes!
Great.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. yeah. I mean, it was really fun. Tyler was totally different than what I expected.
But he was playing it up. So.
Yeah.
All right. We got to wrap this up. Okay. Let's talk about what's coming up here on Rob is a Podcast. American Ninja Warrior. The highly anticipated Indianapolis City Finals are here. Check out what Torrance has to talk about on the American Ninja Warrior wrap up. And then The Amazing Race Canada is back with another episode. Jessica Leese and Dan Heaton have the episode 6 recap of Amazing Race Canada. Is that the superior North American version? I guess we have to find out from Jessica and Dan. I won't put Rachel on the spot. Survivor New Zealand. Why Blank One with David Bloomberg. So check out David Bloomberg explaining how Survivor New Zealand went down on that latest wrap up. And then Nick Iadanza has a Phoebe Timmons to talk about this a very exciting season of Survivor Australia, Australian Survivor. I've been watching along. It's been great. Oh, and look at this. This weekend, Josh Wigler, Mike Blue, and myself got together to simulate some of Survivor's greatest first boots. We put them into the Brandt Steel simulator and find out who wins the season Survivor first boots. Also, Caitlin Bristow, a bachelorette from a couple of years ago. She's the host of the Off the Vine podcast. You can listen to her talk with me about Big Brother and Big Brother 20 specifically. Had a nice short chat with her. That's also up on robinsthewebsite.com. Check that out. And of course, Taryn will be back Monday morning to give us all of the latest action heading into Monday's veto ceremony coming up. And of course, the Summer of Stein will will be back on Monday. Get your questions in for Eric Stein. And then LFC Roundtable as well coming up on Tuesday night. And Puya, wow, he gets the title card picture. Puya. There he is. Coming up Wednesday night. So plenty to do. Of course, if you want to get even more involved with everything we're doing on Rob Has a Podcast, you can become one of our many patrons and get involved with the RHAP community when you go to robhaswebsite.com/patron. So much stuff going on constantly in our Facebook group and with the we had our 5 for 5 episode number 100 with the First Lady of Podcasting and myself this past weekend. So check that all out. robhaswebsite.com/patron. All right. Great job, Scott St. Pierre, with all of the stuff thanks, coming Scott. Up. All right. Brent, any final thoughts tonight?
Like I said, look for the eviction show on Thursday. I think Rockstar is likely to go home. Look for the votes and how they come in. And if anybody is trying to cover their tracks, if you're rooting for Scotty, he or Fessy or maybe even Sam needs to win an HOH competition because level 6 has Scotty.
Maybe Fessy. Really,
okay.
Yeah, they have him in their sights right now. So Scotty, girl, you in danger.
Wait, I'm getting a premonition now.
Oh wait, hold on. Brendan has a premonition.
JC and Fessy, final 2.
Whoa! Oh,
that would be great. I just think that has no chance in hell of happening, but it would be great.
Okay.
Check your crystal ball, Brendan.
Yeah.
Brendan and Rachel, what do you want to leave people with? Anything they should check out? Go watch Fear Factor again?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go watch Fear Factor over and over again. It's all over the internet and on their websites and stuff. I don't know. What do we want to leave people with?
Happy thoughts and sweet dreams.
I have something coming up, something soon on Be Bad.
Be Bad. Oh, okay.
For all of you all live feeders.
All right. Yep. Be on the lookout for that. Be Bad.
Love that announcement will be on my Twitter and my Instagram.
Okay. So be on the lookout for that. Of course. How do people follow you guys? As if somebody listening to this isn't already following you.
At Rachel E. Riley Villegas on Insta and at Rachel E. Riley on Insta and at Rachel E. Riley on Twitter.
And I am Brendan V BB12, keeping it real.
Keeping it real
on Twitter.
Okay.
And
all right.
Instagram same.
All right. So thank you guys so much. It was so nice to have you
Thanks,
guys here.
It's so fun.
Thank you for the free babysitting.
Yes, fun show tonight. Hopefully Nicole is still downstairs and didn't leave at some point because it was too much for her. We'll go check out how it went. Of course, thanks so much, Scott St. Pierre, behind the scenes tonight. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, Scott.
Good one.
Thank you, Brent.
Bye.
We love you both.